Well, thank you everyone for inviting me here to speak to this newcomer meeting. I don't think I've ever spoken to a newcomer meeting before. And I'm thinking back of when I first of all, I'm Carlene, a compulsive overeater. I was thinking back of when I first came into the program, the first few meetings I came to, and I was totally confused. I had no idea what this was all about, but I had tried all the diets before, and they didn't work. Well, I'd lose weight. It was easy for me to lose weight, but to keep it off, that was another whole story. So I decided to commit to OA. I had a friend that had lost a lot of weight through OA. And I said, well, there must be something to it. I committed to going to working the program, whatever they told me to do for 90 days. And they said something about the 12 steps. And I said, I don't know what those are, but I came in looking for the diet or food plan, as they call it here. And I figured I can do the 12 steps probably in the 90 days, and then I'll be off and running. Well, when the 90 days went by that time, I had heard enough people share, and they were telling my story, basically, variations of things that I had done with food that I thought I was the only one that had done with food, had done those things with food. So I said, there's something to this program. And I said, maybe I'll stick around a little longer and find out what it's all about. Well, to stick around a little longer, in about 2 weeks, I will have been here 36 years. So obviously there's something here that I have gotten from this program. And I hope some of you can get this program too, because it's well worth the effort. I mean, it's not an easy program, or it's a simple program, but not always easy, I should say. But let me just backtrack a little bit from where I came from. I came from a very happy childhood. I was an only child, probably a little spoiled from time to time. But when I was born premature. So my mother at that time, which was quite a few years ago now, thought that if she sweetened everything, put sugar on everything, I'd learn to eat it. And of course that worked. And, you know, not that I want to blame my mother for that, but I think I was truly born with that sweet desire. Not only did the sweet, but I found out there were other substances that I needed to stay away from as well. I went through the period of being chubby, like in my junior high years, and then I thinned out again in high school. After high school, I went on to college, and I met my husband when I was in beginning of my second year of college. And about a year later, I became pregnant. Well, I knew that I wasn't going to be able, I was going to a 5-year school, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to finish all 5 years. So I said, well, I'll just quit college right now until, you know, I had my baby. Well, and the baby gained 60 pounds. And I said, well, hopefully I'll lose the weight. Well, I think I lost 10 of those 60 pounds. I continued on, you know, being an at-home mom, which I loved doing that. I loved being an at-home mom full-time. Long got pregnant again 4 years later and had my second child. Another 60 pounds gained. So now I'm putting 60 pounds on 60 pounds and probably lost a total of 20 altogether between the two of them. Tried the diets, lost weight, but couldn't keep it off. So I was frustrated, very frustrated. And then that's when I finally, out of desperation, luckily I had the gift of desperation to come to OA and see what you guys had to offer me. I got a sponsor, which they told me to do, get a sponsor right away. I said, well, can't I work this program on my own? And the sponsor that I got said, no, you really need somebody to help guide you along. You're new here. You need a guide. You need a guide, someone to steer you in the right direction. So I started working the steps. She highly recommended started working the steps. So I joined a step study group. It's not like what they have now, the big book step studies, but they called them AWOLs back then. And back in those days, they don't have them now, but they do, well, they have variations of them. but I needed something that had a lot of structure in order for me to keep through. And I like having structure in my life. I worked through the 12 steps the first time, and it took me over a year to really work through the 12 steps. It was difficult at times, but I said, I want to work through these 12 steps and graduate. I thought you'd graduate after the 12 steps, maybe get a little, diploma or a certificate or something, but no, that's not the case. I finished the 12 steps the first time around, and my sponsor at the time said, okay, now what happens now? Do I finish? Am I done or whatever? Oh, no, you do them again. I went, again? Well, onward and upward. They told me to do them again. So, through a few years later, by the time probably several years had gone by, I had done 4 or 5 AWOLs. And by this time, I began to really understand what this program is all about. It's really not about the food. It's about what I turn to during emotional times, whether I'm happy, angry, glad, sad. Whatever the emotion is, I would turn to food, even boredom. I said, why do I do that? Well, I didn't have to stop to try to figure it out. That wasn't the important part. The important part for me was to figure out what I can do to stop this. And what I learned through going through all those step study groups was that there's a higher power out there, more powerful than you are, that will help you through all these steps. So that's what I did. I developed a relationship with my higher power. Now, going through these steps, especially the first 3 steps, I admitted that I was powerless. I knew I was powerless over the food. And that my life had become unmanageable. But I didn't know how my higher power, whom I choose to call God, was going to help me with the food. And they said, just keep praying about it. Just keep praying about it. So I said, okay, I will do that. Well, it worked. It actually worked. I don't know how it worked. I refrained from sugar and flour for many, many, many years. I still haven't had in the 36 years. I still don't eat sugar. I've never had sugar in those 36 years. I did add flour at one point in time. I had backtracked a little bit when I came into program and worked on the food plan that my sponsor had suggested for me. It took me about a year and a half to lose the weight I wanted to lose, which was 120 pounds. And I was able to keep that off for 10 years. I had a great abstinence for 10 years, but after the 10 years, I got complacent. And that's not a good place to be when you become complacent in this program. You think, I've got it. I know how to do this now. Well, I stopped going to my 3 meetings a week, which I committed to doing, stopped calling my sponsor, stopped writing my food down, weighing and measuring. I only went to maybe 1 meeting a week and stopped working the steps. And before long, guess what? I went into a relapse. The relapse lasted about 3 years. And I had gained back a good chunk of that weight. And I got scared. I said, if I don't stop working the program the way I did in the beginning when I first came in, I am going to put all that 120 pounds back on plus more. So I said, all right, what do I need to do? I need to start what I call doing the drill, which is going to 3 meetings a week, calling a sponsor every day, writing my food down, making phone calls, doing some writing, all those things. And above all, kept working those steps. And that's what finally got me back on track again. I'm still trying to lose some of that weight that I had put on, but I've lost a good part of it. But yeah, I'd like to lose probably another 10, 20 pounds. But for today, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm comfortable where I am today. Hopefully I'll lose a little more eventually. But that I just want to keep that close contact with the higher power, because boy, my higher power has helped me through so many situations in the last few years. Let me just say a couple of things that I've learned in going through these steps is that I've learned this is a threefold disease: physical, emotional, and spiritual. And if you're lacking on one of those, they call them 3 legs of the stool, then it kind of leans one way or the other. So I try to keep my stool on an even keel so I don't fall over. I've learned that it's not what I eat, it's why we eat. And I've learned the big book, which I call the navigation of this whole program, the blueprint for living life, I call it, is what is it is the blueprint for life and to give me a sane and happy life. And I've learned that my higher power's plan is better than mine, even though I think mine is going to be better. No, it doesn't always work out that way. His plan is always better than mine. And I've really learned that I'm powerless over people, places, and things. I was a controlling person. I want to control my family, my husband, my kids, my grandkids. I want to tell them, well, this is how things should be done. I can't do that. I am completely powerless, even though I keep trying sometimes. But I try to live by the three C's, which one of my sponsors told me about, which is consistency, you know, going to meetings, doing night routine, communication, talking to people, talking to OA people, calling people, taking calls in, which I love to do, and the commitment to this program. And commitment is very important to me. If I commit to doing something, whether it's going to a meeting or doing a service position OA, which is very important, I do it. Commitment. If I say that C word, then you know I'm going to do it. And also the three P's, which are important to me. Before I open my mouth now, if somebody is kind of pushing my buttons, I pause first before I come out with whatever I want to say. I pause, pray, and then proceed. I had to do that yesterday too when I was talking to a family member. And it worked out well. The tools of the program, just want to briefly how I work the tools of this program. I do have a plan of eating, which has been tweaked over the years. Because what I could eat before, I can't eat now. You know, I couldn't eat all the quantities that I ate before, the healthy quantities. I had to cut those down. So I eat a little bit differently today. Meetings, I always committed to going 3 meetings a day. Because so back in the day, there weren't Zoom meetings, there weren't phone meetings. They were just face-to-face. So I had to travel, sometimes an hour to get to a meeting. I even traveled in snowstorms because I'm from Massachusetts originally. I would do anything to follow through with my commitment to going to 3 meetings. Telephone wasn't always my favorite tool, but back in the day, we had to do 3 calls a day to an OA person. Today, I can't say I do 3 calls a day, but I talk to 3 sponsees plus my sponsor on a daily basis. Plus, I try to make several calls during the week or return calls that people have made to me. Literature. When I first came into program, I bought every book that OA had out. I said, the answer is going to be in all of these books. If I just read them all, I'll be good to go. Well, they don't have some of the books now. They're not OA approved, but I still use them a lot. But the OA books, especially the For Today and the Voices of Recovery, they are like, I read them every single day. Sponsorship. I do sponsor. People, I have sponsees that I've had for many, many, many years, and I appreciate them. And I have a sponsor. And I learn so much from all of these between my sponsor and my sponsees. I learn just as much from them as I hope I can help them with too. Service. I do service. I've been involved in intergroup for many, many, many years. I have a position on the treasurer of Central Mass Intergroup still. Service is what keeps me active in OA. I need to do service, and it's important for my program. So if somebody asks you to be an intergroup rep, say yes. That's how I started with service, besides just going to a meeting, which is also service. Writing. Writing wasn't my favorite tool either. I didn't like writing other than writing my food down every day, which I still do. I do with my sponsees, I have these new workbooks, which OA has come out with, that a workbook for, it's not a workbook, it's a question. They give questions for the Voices of Recovery and the four today book. Last year, we went through all the questions. It's one question every day. And I would write the answer to it. And my sponsees would too, and then would share them with one another. This year, we're doing the Voices of Recovery questions.
That's a reminder, 5 minutes.
Thank you, Ron. So with that, so now I love writing. In fact, that writing, by answering these questions, has brought me even closer to my higher power. Action plan. I have an action plan every day, whether it's doing exercise, working, going to a meeting, following my food plan, or whatever. I always have an action. And let me see, what else do I want to say? Miracles. Miracles that I have experienced in this program. There have been many miracles I've experienced in this program. I can fit in normal size clothes now. I couldn't when I was, 120 pounds heavier. Luckily, I could sew and I would make all my clothes. Luckily, I don't have to do that now. I can actually go into a store and buy normal size clothes. I can fit in a movie theater seat and an airline seat without having to use an extender. I don't think I ever used an extender, but I was just about there. Confidence. I got more confidence in OA. My sponsor will tell you that when I first came into OA, I would sit in the back of the room. Back in the room, I thought people wouldn't notice me. I'd usually, if it was wintertime, I'd have a coat on so I'd cover myself up. I wanted to be incognito and invisible. But what I've soon learned that if you go to face-to-face meetings, the first two rows you have to sit in. That's the intensive care unit. And that's what I needed back in the day. Humor. I can laugh at myself now. And especially with my OA friends, we laugh at things now. Just, if we see something that, has to do with the old ways that we used to eat, we can laugh at ourselves and see the humor in it. Honesty. I've become more honest because this program is based on honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. And those are so important. Vacations. I can go on a vacation now. And my abstinence in my program doesn't have to take a relapse. I can stay with my program and my food plan when I'm on a vacation. I don't have to leave program. And I bring all you with me when I go on vacation because I have phone numbers that I can call if I'm having trouble. I became credible. When I used to work, I'm retired now, but when I used to work, my friends knew that I didn't eat sugar and flour products. So when they were having a celebration of some sort and they were passing different things around, if they'd offer me them, those that knew me well said, oh, she doesn't eat those. Or they'd bypass me completely, which I said, wow, incredible. And even my granddaughter, when she was little and somebody would offer me something, somebody else would say, oh, she can't have that. And my granddaughter would say, because she's heard me say this so many times, yes, she can have that. She chooses not to for today. And I thought, and I said, okay, that's good. That's good. I got it credible to her too. So in closing, I don't know how much time I have left, but work the steps, keep coming. Whether you understand any of the OA lingo here, it doesn't matter. Just keep coming. They say, go to 6 meetings. And eventually you'll hear something that you need. And I just want to end with this one little, I read this at the end of my qualifications and it means a lot to me. It's because I visualize myself on this road of recovery, which can get bumpy at times. It's called the road recovery is not always straight. There are curves called slips. Thank you. Curves called slips, loops called confusion. Speed bumps called friends and red lights called enemies, caution lights called family. But if you have a spare called determination and an engine called perseverance, insurance called faith, and a driver called HP, you will make it to a place called recovery. So thank you very much for listening.